Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. As always, Saturdays, 10 o'clock on KVRT. We dive into the deeper meanings of health, the words you're all somewhat familiar with, whether you're new to holistic medicine or whether you're a veteran, words on the tip of your tongue, words you've heard, words you've used, but do you really understand? Today's show is a pip, my favorite kind of show. We're going to talk about, in a sense, this is part two of a series I started on cancer and the immune system, but today I want to focus on metastasis. And if you don't know what metastasis is, this is simply when someone has a tumor and a bit of that tumor, a cell or a clump of cells break off, and they've got ingenious ways to travel into the bloodstream via the lymph to the blood or right straight into the capillary and then into larger vessels, and then they go plant themselves through very sneaky little techniques that sometimes our immune system can deter and sometimes the cancer tricks the immune system. And that's what the cutting edge of science today is investigating, this incredibly fascinating interplay between the immune system and the cancer. But what there's much information on doesn't have to do with the immune system. It has to do with other factors, things that, well, I'm sure you're not generally privy to. Other things that your body does to fight the cancer cell. Remember the old National Geographic, those fantastic National Geographic science documentaries that they did? Remember the one that they used to do on how to get pregnant, the sperm would have to travel up the vaginal canal and go through all these obstacles and things that could eat it and kill it, and that it could only live 5 to 7 days, and even if it did, its chances were very minimal, and maybe 1 out of 400 million sperm was going to fertilize an egg and thus a pregnancy. Remember that amazing documentary from National Geographic years ago? Guess what? That's about the chance that a cancer cell has of successfully metastasizing. Now, that's fascinating to me. We have this notion that if you have cancer, you have a tumor, even if you get that tumor cut out, which you definitely should, and I'll get into that today. I don't do a rah-rah for holistic medicine here with cancer. I don't think holistic medicine has great results with it. I've never been one to say, don't see your oncologist, don't consider all your options, never. I almost always tell people to have surgery. And there's very good reason for that, and you'll see that today. However, these coordinated processes through which you use conventional oncology, which is becoming increasingly moved away from chemo and radiation, and I'll get to that today. But this process where you actually do a smart integration of both, I think is a wonderful consideration, and of course, we've got to have some union here between the essentials of modern standard oncology and what we call holistic or natural or alternative therapies. We need to have an intelligent integration of the two. And that's the perspective that I bring to you today. But of course, there's a lot of little caveats. There's a lot of little zigs rather than the zags. And if you don't zig and zag right, it's bad. It's really bad. Cancer's on the rise. For as much as we're all touting these great advances we're making, and we are making advances, it's still real bad. And as any good oncologist will tell you, the best way to kill cancer, or the best way to deal with cancer, is don't get it. I had a surgeon say that the other day. He was going to cut somebody's body part out, and the individual was talking about alternatives and this and that, and the oncologist, the surgeon, just said, the best protection is don't get it. Yes, the best protection still today is don't get it. But you see, human nature is not consistent with that. We don't go out and weed the grass or mow the lawn or fix the car until we're almost in dangerous straits. And it's the same thing with our health. We don't take care of it. It's just human nature, and the deck is kind of stacked against us. I don't want to get into all the things that we do each day that 200-300 years ago we didn't do. One thing remember about cancer, we weren't getting it 300-400 years ago. So don't let anybody tell you, well, it's all about your genetics. Our genetics is no different today than it was 400 years ago, and we weren't getting it 400 years ago. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, yes, we were. Those farm boys out in the middle of Kentucky back in the 1600s when we were colonizing America, well, they were getting it. We just didn't know how to identify it. That is a lot of bunk. It didn't take a lot many years ago to take a corpse, dissect it out, and see these ugly growths in it. We understood tumors going back thousands of years ago. Do not let anybody tell you, well, listen, the reason you get it today but not then is, well, we got it then too, but we didn't really know how to identify it. That is not true. What is true is 400, 500, 600 years ago, in the cities, in the suburbs, cities 400 years ago, every city, every apartment building had a bunch of cows built inside the apartment. I mean, the bottom line is, it's not the genetics, it's the environment. So there's lots more of it now. What do you need to understand about it? Number one, well, I put a great article on the site today. So if you're new to the show, get to the website if you can. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. That's with two T's. If you're driving, if you can't get to the computer, get to it later. I put articles on the show. I put complicated articles on the show that you may have to read a few times. Do it. I put pictures on the show to make what's in the articles easier to understand, and then I refer to those pictures. Do that when you can. In the meantime, I'll describe it to you so you can still benefit much. But I did put an article called Metastasis, and it's a great article. We'll get into it later. But the title is, this is the all-important title, it's The Initial Hours of Metastasis. The importance of host tumor cell interactions as the cancer cells disseminate through the blood. Really, it's that initial title, The Initial Hours of Metastasis. One thing this article is going to tell you, and they're sure of this, and this should have impact on you, is that once you have a tumor, so you're told you have a tumor in the prostate. You're told you have a lung tumor. You're told you have a tumor in the kidney. You're told you have a tumor in the liver. You're told you have a tumor in the breast. You're told you have a tumor in the colon. Get it attenuated, meaning get it cut, get it taken out, get whatever you need to have that thing excised or killed. Because people don't die of tumors. Well, there's exceptions. In fact, everything I'm going to say to you today has exceptions, but we're talking in the general, in the high percentage. People do not die of tumors. When you find out you have cancer, meaning a breast tumor, a lung tumor, a liver tumor, a tumor in the colon, a tumor in the prostate, that is not what you die of. You die of the metastasis. And the number one thing you have to do to stop metastasis is take out the tumor. Because if you don't, and you allow that tumor to grow, it will send dozens, hundreds, thousands, millions of cells each day into the blood, which greatly increases the probability of metastasis. Now, I may be a holistic practitioner, and I may have lots of solutions for you in terms of how to best bolster your body so that your body's natural mechanisms can work against metastasis. And I don't think anybody in oncology or anywhere would argue with that. However, I would certainly never tell anybody to just keep their tumor, because that tumor is going to seed the metastasis. Once you get that tumor out, you have taken a massive burden off your immune system. You have robbed cancer of the opportunity to drop hundreds, thousands, millions of cancerous cells into the bloodstream, all looking for sites to plant their seed and grow into other tumors. In other words, you're tempting full-blown metastasis. Don't do that. So rule number one, and again, rule number one is really prevent it, but we're not getting into that today. Today we're getting into you've got it. Somebody told you you have a breast tumor. It's a malignant tumor. Cut it out as fast as you can. And understand tumors are all different. There is no such thing as one cancer. Well, fundamentally there is. I have to watch myself. Fundamentally, there is. But all cancers have different personalities, different cell types. That's why they'll say a pancreatic tumor is lethal. It's dangerous. But a tumor in the prostate, well, the truth is today, tumors in the prostate, lots of oncologists leave it alone. They don't even want to bother with it. By the time it's outside the capsule, you'll be 120 years old. Well, they're both cancers, so you've got to get that one straight. Cancers have very, very different personalities. And when you're talking about cancer, it's what stage of cancer? Where is it along its pathway? Because how you're going to go after it, what you're going to do, is very, very different. How you're going to integrate conventional oncology into it is very, very different based on where it is in its development. So again, today's show is not about how to prevent it. Today's show assumes you got it. Rule one, if we start there, is cut it out. Lots of people argue with that. I've counseled many people in this respect. I never tell them to hang on to a tumor. I know people that don't even want to go and have it biopsied. Lumps growing all around the body. Lumps in the prostate, lumps in the breast. Don't want to look at it. Don't believe in it. That's not smart. Oh, but if I biopsy it, I'm going to spread it. It's cost-benefit. Even if that is true, it's cost-benefit. If you've got something suspicious, you want to know. Because the earlier you get it, greatly increases your chances for survival. And again, I'm going to say something else. So, you know, part of the show today, guys, is going to be about these little one-liners I give you, because there's so many little caveats in the cancer journey. And each little line is gold. I'll give you one that's gold. Here's another one that's gold. Mr. Murphy, we've cut out 8 inches of your large intestine, and we've taken out the few lymph that it looked like the cancer may have spread to, and you are in remission. Shake hands, go back and live your life. Never, ever, ever buy that one. What Mr. Murphy's supposed to do is say, Mr. Oncologist, with my type of cancer and therapy, if I comply, how many of Mr. what percentage of people with my type of cancer are going to be alive in 5 years, and what percentage are going to be dead?